SRN News, I'm John Scott. The FBI will reportedly help Texas track down Democratic state lawmakers who have left the state in an effort to thwart Republican efforts to redraw congressional districts. That's according to Republican U.S. Senator John Cornyn. It's not clear precisely how the federal agents might become involved, and legal experts express some skepticism that they would have any legitimate role to play. Meanwhile, former Wisconsin Governor Scott Walker says some of the Texas lawmakers have suggested they'll remain out of the state for the remainder of their term.
If that's the case, like lawmakers did from Wisconsin, I say that qualifies as abandonment. If you're not going to fulfill the number one responsibility of a lawmaker, be it in Congress or in the State House, that's the vote. If you're not going to vote for the rest of your term, I think that qualifies as abandoning your job.
Walker interviewed on the Salem Radio Network. The Israeli Security Cabinet set to discuss a possible expansion of military operations in the Gaza Strip. One Israeli official said the Security Cabinet expected to hold a lengthy debate Thursday evening and approve an expanded military plan to conquer all or parts of Gaza not yet under Israeli control. In consumer news, United Airlines continues to experience flight delays after computer problems last night.
United says the issue was with a system called Unimatic, which houses flight information that's fed to other systems. It's not clear what caused the problem, but it was resolved late Wednesday, although some flight disruptions continued into Thursday. The Federal Aviation Administration says on its website that flights destined for Chicago, Denver, Newark, New Jersey, Houston, and San Francisco were halted at their departing airports. I'm Donna Water.
On Wall Street, the Dow dropping 343 points, and the NASDAQ is down 7. This is SRN News. A drag queen expelled from an LGBT group.
Pride in Dallas has terminated its relationship with Arthur Lee Walker. The voice actor, who's also a drag performer, is accused by two young men of grooming them when they were teenagers. Walker had been scheduled to host an event for Pride in Dallas next month. Critics of drag shows have pointed out that the events are often sexual in nature and children should not be allowed to view them. Some states are passing laws to that effect. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
President Trump has established a 2028 Olympic Games task force to prepare for the big event in Los Angeles. While announcing the task force, Mr. Trump also took time to praise Gene Sykes, chair of the U.S. Olympic Committee Board of Directors, for banning men from competing in women's sports. The president said the United States will not let men steal trophies from women at the 2028 Olympics. This is SRN News. Charges for the suspect in the Israeli embassy staffer shooting.
The man accused of shooting two Israeli embassy staff members outside a Jewish museum in Washington, D.C., has been indicted on federal hate crime charges. The indictment against Elias Rodriguez has been unsealed and includes 9 counts, including hate crime resulting in death. It could clear the way for the Justice Department to potentially seek the death penalty. Rodriguez is accused of killing Yaron Leshinsky and Sarah Milgram in May, while reportedly shouting Free Palestine during his arrest. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
In health news, a new federal report finds most Americans get more than half their calories from ultra-processed foods. The top sources include burgers and sandwiches, sweet baked goods, savory snacks, pizza, and sweetened drinks. Ultra-processed foods have been linked to chronic health problems. More details at srnnews.com.